everyone. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. First time ever on the Dr. Pat Show, Benny and Bobby. Benny, I want you to share with our listeners what you and Bobby have cooked up here.
Well, in the last few weeks, we've been wondering, we need to spice up the show a little bit without Dr. Pat knowing. And that's plain and simple. I mean, you got to do it from time to time. You like these little, moments of, I don't know, if you want to call it a theoretic.
I love it.
Version versus, yeah, see?
That's I love
all, it. All right. So without further ado, this is how it's not a game, but this is how it's going to work with the mystery guest. I've got a list of questions here that you don't even know. I see you looking right there.
I'm not looking. I'm looking at Tom.
Of course you are now. All right. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you the man of man, the power mind man himself, Pete Siegel, to the Dr. Pat Show. Pete.
Hey, it's great to be here. Always a blast to be part of the Dr. Pat Show. Pat, how you doing?
You're the mystery guest.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Today's mystery guest, it's a big surprise, but we're going to discuss the emotional pump-up, and we're going to have a blast doing it like we always do.
And you know, Pete, why is it, whether it's mystery, whether it's Bobby, whether it's Benny, whatever it is, why is it that whenever you come on, and I had no idea of this topic, folks, by the way, why is it that whatever you talk about is absolutely perfect for the day?
Well, because these are the things that people continue to contact me about, that they have problems with, issues with, how do they master it? These are things that they really want to get a handle on and, find ways to creatively deal with. So I put these things together real quick in these questions, and I know that the listeners are really going to get a lot out of this.
All right. So let's talk about, what does it mean? What does the emotional pump up mean? I love that. let's get really clear, because, you know, I know what it's like to get emotionally pumped up with emotions that absolutely don't work for me.
Right.
Yeah, we're not talking about that, are we?
No.
No.
The emotional pump-up is a feeling state that you can self-initiate and personally sustain that enables you to feel a sense of strength and competence and worth and efficiency and an idea and imagery base where life is good and life is working for you and people are cooperating and things are working out for you. And the things that you want, you're moving in the direction of either materializing, creating, or experiencing. That's the emotional pump-up. You have to do that for yourself because, as you know, the prevailing life sentiments predominantly suggest quite the opposite. And so you have to begin to pump your emotions up, pump your thinking up, pump your feelings up, pump up the internal dynamic that goes on within you, so that you can feel the strength and the capacity for excellence and advancement that you really need to make the differences in life, so that life begins to say, yes, how you doing? I'll cooperate with you, and I'll give you what you want if you give me the framework I need to operate over.
Well, you know, and this is what I love about this, because, you know, if there was ever a time for us to get emotionally pumped up and jazzed about life, it is right now, Pete. I've been around for a long time. I know you have, probably not as long. You know, we've been around longer than Benny, you know, Benny and Tom standing over here. We've been around, you know, I've got a few years on them.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a lot. We've gone through the era of waiting at the gas pumps because, the lines were, 2 hours long. Back in the 70s. To get a tank of gas. We know what that's like. We know what it's like to,
It's like 60 cents, right?
What?
For a tank of gas back then?
I don't know what it was. You used a tank of gas waiting.
Uh-huh.
Waiting.
I ran out of gas waiting to get gas.
Yep.
All right. I ran out of gas. Boy, that's a whole new title. We can do a book on that. But emotionally pump up so that it lasts is what's important right now. Because what I'm finding, and you, Pete, you work with a lot of people. You work with a lot of people. And I want to know from you, when you talk about keeping yourself strong all day long, what does that mean? You know, what kind of power lift do we have to do emotionally for that to happen?
Well, I work a lot with pro athletes, and I'm working with several people who are now on the U.S. Olympic team.
Yay! Congratulations!
Yep. Thank you. And we're, working toward gold medals. And the amount of training that you have to do and discipline and focus and commitment, it's almost superhuman. Most people can't believe that anyone could do something like that. And then if you look at people who are, for example, pursuing a degree, or people who are policemen or firemen, or people who are teachers, or people who have to stay focused to produce a certain result, entrepreneurs, business people, a certain result every single day demands that you have to have a certain mindset that is so completely well-defined, set in place, and unwavering. That's the key, Dr. Pat, unwavering emotional power, unwavering emotional strength, unwavering perception and presumption of the good, the success, the progress, the improvement that you want becoming factors in your life. And in order to do that, being strong all day long means there's going to be things that you don't expect. I just had a major one with one of the Olympic guys that I was working with. The unexpected happened, totally out of the blue, and not a good one either. And so being strong all day long means that you have a certain feeling state that as you move through the day's experiences, nothing really blasts you out of a comfort zone into oblivion, to meaning some people can't function because they're having a bad hair day. Some people get a phone call that they don't want. Some people get some bad news. Some people get, they see something that happened on the, they hear something on the radio, they see something on TV, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined. A bad hair day. Can you imagine that? And so imagine if something really serious were to happen to you, something demanding at work, something demanding in terms of there's an accident on the freeway, it's going to take you 4 hours to get to work, and then you're stressing out in your car trying to make your commute, and you can't do it. How do you stay strong and focused and positive and determined and generate the kind of will and enthusiasm, inner strength and drive that enables you to become the kind of performer in life that you really know you can? Whether you're a mother, whether you're someone who's going to their job, being strong all day long starts when you wake up in the morning and you become conscious that you're awake and that you're alive. At that point, you have to make a choice. The choice to be personally strong, personally determined. And if you could have the kind of day you really want unfold right before you, what would that be like? And especially, how would you be within that day? The real question you have to ask yourself is, when you wake up in the morning, what part of yourself are you going to bring into the game? The part that hopes and wishes and dreams, or the part that's proactive, confident, self-determined, and committed to your personal good? And once you answer that question, then you begin the process of being strong all day long.
You know, I want to talk to you about that, because not only have you been on the show and you and I have talked about being strong all day long, but you are, as I said before, you're one of the most sought after. I call you a coach. I'm sure, you know, you're, first of all, you're a certified hypnotherapist. Your work goes beyond that, counselor. Whatever you do, Pete, you do it fully and completely. And you are a man that believes in results. So when we talk about getting out of the gate in 2008, you know, we're talking about getting out of the emotionally pumped up gate in 2008, aren't we?
Exactly. And that's a great analogy, because what came to my mind was a horse race.
Well, it did for me too.
Yeah, and the horses are in that gate, and then the paddock doors open up, and then the horses all sprint out at the same time. Well, look at it this way. How smooth and efficient do your gate doors swing open in the morning, folks? Are you does it open all the way up wide and say, hey, let's go, let's start the day? Or does it slowly open so you can sort of check out what's there? Does it get stuck halfway and you have to push on it in order to even slip out of it to start your day? I mean, think about it that way. Getting out of the gate. Do you want to get out of the gate? Are you excited to get out of the gate? When you get out of the gate, where are you going? How fast will you go? How focused are you? What's your game plan? Do you even have one? Do you have the kind of connection with emotional power and emotional choice to determine the kind of inner sensory and emotional and feeling fuel that you will allow to be activated and sustained within you? Think about that for a second. If you have a big 8-cylinder vehicle, are you going to put regular gas in it, or are you going to put the high octane in? The same engine can be stimulated to perform better when the more quality gas is put in it. Well, the same mentality, nervous system, and physiology that we all possess can be pushed and really activated to perform incredibly when you put high-octane emotions and keep high-octane emotions. If you say, well, I don't feel this, I don't feel that, are you saying I have to be a superstar every day? Essentially, Yes, because you can. Because it's your choice. Because it's your opportunity to determine what kind of feeling goes on within you. Don't let what's outside of you determine it. Don't let the processing of yesterday's negatives determine it. Don't let your non-involvement with your life and your existence upon awakening each day determine it. You determine it. What kind of emotional fuel are you going to put in your emotional gas tank when you wake up in the morning? You make that decision and then recall a memory where that feeling prevailed, where that inner dynamic was prevalent and predominant. Now you're getting connected with the feelings that really pump you up and make you do life and make you extremely thrive within life. Like Dr. Pat says, don't just survive, thrive. Well, in order to do that, you have to have the emotional fuel that enables you to do it. And this is exactly the way you can.
Well, Pete Siegel, the mystery guest today, right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Thanks to Benny and Bobby connecting and getting together. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the emotional pump up. What about those slings and arrows that we get shot at us each day? You know, if you want to use that horse racing analogy, when Big Brown didn't win the Belmont, everybody thought, what a sad day this was. I wonder, do you think Big Brown, the horse, was thinking about that? Or do you think Big Brown was saying, get me out of the gate again? Anyway, we'll take a short break. When we return, how do you handle the slings and arrows? What do you do to knock out some of the crust in your life? Pete Siegel joining us here today, and much more. We'll be right back with the show.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear. Face everything and rejoice. Call 888-842-2008. Or visit juliethong.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Your nutrition tip for the day, and it's really good news. Recently, the FDA said it would object to use of the term natural on any product containing HFCS or high fructose corn syrup. Why? As it turns out, HFCS is made with synthetic fixing agents. The bottom line? This means less confusion for consumers. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet at www.sugarfreemiracle.com.
The year 2012, and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever, and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
You like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
England's got a new queen. All she had, all liberal, she's satire.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. The mystery guest man is joining us here today. Are you ready to be emotionally pumped up? Pete Siegel joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to talk about the slings and arrows in a minute, but I just want to give everybody a heads up. We're having to, in the Seattle area at least, we're going to be bugging out a little bit early, but when you're listening from everywhere, from Boston and Tampa, you will get the full hour show.
Yeah, we'll have a shortened show today. We're going to bail out here in about 10 minutes. We have the Seattle Storm have a game this afternoon. It's an early game, so
go Storm.
Enjoy the game after Dr. Pat.
Go Storm. And we'll talk about my basketball playing in a moment. But Pete Siegel joining us here today. You know, Pete, slings and arrows, they actually, I don't know how they do it, but they always get you in the heart.
Well, they get you everywhere anatomically possible. And it's the kind of things where someone may say something to you. Someone may show rudeness or harshness or disinterest or disregard for you in the parking lot, at the supermarket line, at the DMV line, just waiting at a red light, some coworker in your office. I mean, there's so many things that can happen now. I mean, I live in L.A., and the influx of population is incredibly prohibitive at this point. At a red light at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, there'll be like 35 cars lined up. I mean, there's no space left. There's no anything left, and it gets more and more and more condensed, which creates more and more stress. Stress because of economic conditions, the state of economy, the state of affairs, the unpredictability of life has become more and more of a prevailing factor in people's life, and not the good kind of stress. You know, the motivational, Hans Selye, who is the pioneer stress researcher in the world, define two types of stress, eustress, E-U-stress, which is the good kind, motivational, inspirational, joy, excitement, and then distress, and the negative kind that tears you down. Distress has become more of a factor, and it's made people more harsh, less enthusiastic, less sensitive, less connected to their fellow man. So the possibility of having something happen to you during the day, something said or done which you don't like, and what people do is they allow it to stay in their nervous system, stay in their thought process. They ruminate over it and replay it, rehash it all day long. Now you're breaking yourself down. Now you're referencing the past, and not in a good way either. And so, what are you going to do about these slings and arrows? Someone takes a shot at you, all of a sudden, what do? You hold on to it, you feel bad, you feel negative, you feel dissatisfied, and so you have to learn how to let go of them, or, even better, become so strong and tough that when someone takes a shot or a sling and an arrow is fired toward you, you laugh at it. You look at it as non-personal, non-connected, non-involved in terms of personally projected to do anything toward you. Even if it was, you decide, here's the way I'm living. Here's the way I'm thinking. Here's the way I'm interpreting things. I have too much going on for me. I have too much joy and goodness, enthusiasm and drive to let myself be in any way impacted by the negatives or problems or disregard of another. I love me so much. I respect me so much. My life is worth so much to me that I'm going to enjoy every ounce, every minute, all day long. Wow. Think about that for a second. Now you can't even, now that's called the shield that deflects the slings and arrows, Dr.
Right.
Pat.
Right. And what I love about what you're saying is, and I don't know if this is true for you, every time I get a little owie, I used to call it an owie. A little owie.
A boo-boo.
A little boo-boo.
I was going to go with boo-boo,
like
too.
It's like a little owie, a little boo-boo. You know, and that is a little owie, a little boo-boo on my heart. And, you know, I feel it in my heart, and I would venture to say that everybody does. I don't care if you're like Mr. Macho or Ms. Macho, whatever it is. I would venture to say you're feeling it in your heart. You just have better mechanisms to turn it off than I do. And you know what I mean? You've got that off-on switch going, you know, like really good.
Well, you see, again, you can cultivate a stronger owie / boo-boo deflection mechanism
That's
within
right.
yourself, because you have to look at what I encourage people to do is look at the things that you let bother you. What kinds of things, if someone were to say something to you or about you, if someone were to give you a certain look, if someone were to project a certain gesture, or a certain thing happened, you know, outside of you as you're driving or walking or just progressing through your day, what are the kinds of things that you find usually you allow to bother you, and write them down. Say, well, I don't want to write them down because it makes me think of them, and then it makes me feel bad. Well, you have to do some self-exploration here to get to the root of how you can change things. So what bothers you? Someone says something about your appearance. Someone says something, and then why are you interpreting it critically, negatively, or in some way as a personal affront? Why do you allow the things to affect you the way they do? Why do you allow that to happen? Well, and if you could have it the way you'd want it, how would you like to be? Say, well, I wouldn't want them to say or do anything. Look, folks, life is not going to stop bearing down on you. Okay? If you want life to get sweeter, then you've got to communicate to it. Don't say this. Please say that. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. Or be an initiator, even better, who projects certain thoughts and feelings in certain ways that are naturally geared to stimulate more enriching, encouraging, and cooperative responses from life. Become a catalyst. Become the proactive cause of the things that happen to you by saying, here's how I'm going to be. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to think. Not hoping that life doesn't respond negatively or oppressively toward me, but because I choose to be this way. And in so doing, I can stimulate life to respond to me in a very, very resourceful way. That's the way to become the shield that it becomes impervious to the slings and arrows. Yes, they will be fired at you, folks, but you can make sure that they never get into your heart, into your soul, and into your mind by having inner strength, by having that kind of attitude of who you are, and by saying that life is for me, regardless of these boneheads that I might experience during the day. Life is good. Life is for me. Life will respond to me based upon what I think, what I feel, what I believe, and what I do.
I can't believe we're talking about this. It's really funny we're even using the arrows and sling idea around this. I had someone say to me about 2 weeks ago, you know, she said to me, sent me like an instant message and said, said to me, boy, you know, that arrow had your name on it. And I thought to myself, what, you know, and here we are, we're talking about it. You know, if it
happened. I'm sure you said something stronger than what.
I was like, oh, wow, that's like a visual. And here we are talking about it. But the fact that it has your name on it doesn't mean it's yours.
First of all, it's her interpretation that
that's
it
right.
had your name on it.
Right.
Okay, and maybe sometimes the things we interpret as negative are by design,
mm-hmm.
things that are supposed to happen to us because we need to and are supposed to learn something or acquire some knowledge or make some kind of new awareness or understanding evolvement leap because we're supposed to move ahead in our lives and we can learn a lesson in no other way.
Yeah.
You know, the goodness, the quote-unquote rainbows and strawberries waiter or waitress that you'd like to bring you your, quote, plate of food regularly sometimes is a sort of toothless, unbathed, angry, disinterested moron who's going to purposefully oppress you and strive to upset you. But it seems like that's what they're doing. But there's great opportunity to learn as well, because what they're serving you, you may not like. So you can learn about yourself now, and you can make changes about yourself, and you can upgrade yourself. That arrow had your name on it. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. That's the way it was interpreted. That arrow was an arrow. How you choose to let it come toward and either sink into you or put your shield up and deflect it away, and then look at how I can deflect arrows. Look what I've learned about myself. Look what I can reinforce about myself. Now you're happy that arrow was shot at to you because you learn from yourself about yourself in no other way.
Well, and you know, Pete, this is what's so really thrilling about having you on the show today. I mean, Pete Siegel, my mystery guest, incrediblechange.com is his website, incrediblechange.com. Pete is working with several Olympic athletes in this upcoming Olympic, and we'll definitely hear more about that. But I wanted to ask you, Pete, you know, you're doing some programs to help people become more emotionally strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know about what those programs look like. But most importantly, you know, how can people get a hold of you? You know, being emotionally strong, doesn't that have to do with knowing how to make our day shift, even if we're not having an emotionally strong moment?
Well, the day shifts when you mentally shift.
All right.
And you have to make changes and upgrades and always be aware to sort of flow along with being strong regardless. Don't ever let your guard down in terms of, say, well, do I have to be, you know, aware? Yeah, not like looking for problems or anticipating negatives, but being strong so that if and when something happens to you that's not what you'd like or not what you'd like to see, you make decisive changes. And many of the programs that I produced at incrediblechange.com, like the Building Super Confidence program or Living Invincibly Positive program or Success Mindsets or especially the Winning at Life program, they will teach you how you can develop the inner strength, especially the confidence and the kind of just efficient mind, body, emotion, spirit framework that lets you become what I call the maximum you, most effective, most compelling, most dynamic, and most accomplished that you can possibly be. That's up to you. It's your choice. And on the Dr. Pat Show, that's the information that when Pete Siegel's on, we'll continue to give you every single time.
Thank you so much, Pete, for joining us here today. Tomorrow, Deidre Imus joining us here in the, well, I don't know if she's going to be in here. Fabulous show with Deidre Imus. Pete Siegel, you rock. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back. For some of you and for others, storm on. I beg and please.